Magandang araw po mga kababayan. Welcome po sa 113 yugto ng Usapang Pinoy, a Georgia Asian Times podcast. Salamat pong muli sa patuloy ninyong pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay tungkol sa pinakahihintay natin at ang pinakamalaking pagdiriwang ng mga Pilipino, hindi lamang sa Georgia at sa Estados Unidos, kundi sa buong mundo. Ito po ang ating Araw ng Kalayaan, the Philippine Independence Day. As you all know, the Philippines has been a colony of Spain for more than 300 years, from 1565 to 1898, and this year is the 128th year of Philippine Independence Day celebration. Ang bisita po natin ngayon ay si Marites Pellicer, a renowned concert pianist and cultural arts advocate, a Filipino community leader, and the chair of Kalayaan Atlanta 2026. Marites is a distinguished international concert pianist celebrated for her dedication, discipline, and passion for arts. In 2024, she directed Sayaw Himig, a culturally vibrant showcase hosted during the Filipino-American Association of Georgia Atlanta's 50th anniversary. She is also the founder and director of Kayumangi Rondalia Ensemble, the only active Rondalia group in the Southeast. Marites has been instrumental in preserving and promoting Philippine traditional music. And additionally, Marites serves as director of Munting Tinig, a children's choir based in Metro Atlanta, showcasing Filipino heritage through music and fostering a sense of community among performers. With that said, ako po ay babalik sa upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating guest speaker. Welcome back mga tagapakinig. I am so excited and happy to present to you Ms. Marites Pellicer. Chair of Kalayaan Atlanta 2026. Earlier in my introduction, I told you part of Marites' background and accomplishments. In addition to that, here is additional important information you all should know. In addition to her three-year tenure as president of the Filipino-American Association of Greater Atlanta, she has made significant contributions through various leadership roles, such as director of the Miss Film Pageant, which is overseeing the annual pageant that celebrates young Filipino-American women and promotes cultural awareness. She was also the director of the Debutantes Ball, organizing the elegant event that presents young Filipino-American women to society, fostering community bonds and cultural pride. As a former scholar herself, Marites is so passionate and a passionate advocate for educational opportunities for Filipino-American youth. And through her artistry, mentorship, and cultural leadership, Marites continues to inspire meaningful connections and ensure Filipino traditions thrive in the future generations. Welcome, Ms. Marites. Thank you for agreeing to be in Usapang Pinoy.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to be in your podcast.
We are so excited. I want to hear about your insights about this year's Kalayaan celebration. So, We're gonna go ahead and dive in. And first question is: can you please let our listeners know what is Kalayaan Atlanta and why we celebrate it?
Okay, Kalayaan in Filipino or in Tagalog, you know, means freedom or independence. Now, Kalayaan Atlanta is our community celebration of Philippine Independence Day here in Georgia. It commemorates June 12, 1898, when the Philippines declared independence from the Spanish colonial rule. Kalayaan Atlanta is more than a historical observance. It is a celebration of our identity, heritage, and the contributions of Filipinos in our community today. And more importantly, it is also an opportunity to pass on our culture and history to the next generation. Our culture does not survive on its own. It lives only when people choose to live it. That responsibility belongs to us, we, this generation. I myself am a true advocate of promoting our heritage and culture. We keep it alive when we celebrate it like Kalayaan Atlanta. when we teach it, and when we make sure that the next generation not only sees it, but understands its meaning and carries it forward.
Thank you so much. That is so beautifully said, because it's very important, like you said, the younger generations to know about our culture and heritage. And I always am for that, because they are our future leaders. When we're gone, they should be here.
Yeah, correct. That is very important.
Yes, I've always been.
We have to keep it alive.
Right. I've always been an advocate for that. So there are two parts to the Kalayaan Atlanta celebration, the Family Fun Day event and the Kalayaan Gala Night. Please enlighten our listeners about the connection of FFD and Kalayaan.
Okay. Kalayaan Atlanta is celebrated in two parts, but they complement each other. One is the Family Fun Day, and I think this is actually scheduled a week before or a few days before June 12th. It's always before June 12th. It is more an informal gathering focused on community bonding through games and, of course, food and cultural activities that bring families together. Now, the gala night is more formal, as a formal celebration, where we highlight cultural performances, presentations, and recognition of community partners. What is so great about this setup is it creates a full experience to everybody, to our community, one that strengthens community connection in a relaxed way, and another that elevates our culture through a more formal and artistic expression.
Right. And I think I also heard one of the reasons that Family Fun Day is a big hit is they were looking initially, when Family Fun Day wasn't there and it was only Kalayaan Gala, they were looking for a celebration wherein the kids are involved, and Family Fun Day provides that, because they cannot go to the gala. So
it's actually family oriented.
Wonderful. So when and where is the venue of Kalayaan Gala 2026, and how many guests do you expect this year?
Okay, this year I was told that this the FICA is going to be here in Atlanta. So I worked on getting a venue last year, because I know very well that, it's going to be hard to get a venue, especially when FICA is here. So, Kalayaan Gala is actually held on June 12th.
Right.
Of course, also on June 12th. So we were lucky to find a place, and this is away, because somebody, advised me, just get away from the Atlanta area, because there's no way that we can find a venue there. And plus, it's going to be traffic, there's going to be chaos and all that.
Right.
So the venue is going to be at West End Atlanta Gwinnett in Duluth. And we were lucky to get that place. It's a beautiful hotel. And it's so quiet in that area. Of course, it's but anyways, we were lucky to get that hotel.
Wonderful.
We are expecting about, 425 to 450. I don't know. That's what our goal is. This is including community leaders, organizations, families, and friends, and they come together to celebrate independence.
That's a big crowd, because I know Kalayaan attendance has been increasing every year since forever, and with all the preparations and performances that you have been practicing and you've been advertising, I am sure that this is going to be the highest attendance ever.
That's my goal. I really want. Yeah, even my brother, he called me up last night. I mean, he was busy making flowers for the decorations, and he said, "Oh my gosh, it's a big event." Yes, it is a big event, and I wanted to make it beautiful.
Yes, and guess what? Things that I hear from what people say in the community is like, "Oh, this is gonna be elegant," Marites. This is gonna be really nice.
So. I have to keep that.
Yeah. So they're like, there's an expectation and they're not going to be surprised if it's going to be excellent. They said, well, you know, that there's the Meritas signature. So
I'm my
best. Yes. So what is this year's theme? And please explain why you chose this theme.
Actually, it was not difficult when, you know, thinking about the theme, because my idea is to give importance to unity. Mm-hmm. So I came up with Lutsu Ninda. You know, it represents Lutsu of the Sides of Mindanao, the three main island groups of the Philippines. I chose it because I really wanted to highlight unity, the word unity in diversity. Mm-hmm. You know, each island has a different, culture. You know that very well.
Each one
is different in their culture, in their traditions, their food, and even their language.
Right.
But then, you know, at the end, they come together as one nation. Mm-hmm. So Lutsu Ninda is more than geography, actually. Actually, it is a symbol of unity across differences.
Right.
At a time when we are spread out across mm-hmm. the world, this theme reminds us that no matter where we come from or where we are now, we still share one heritage and one story.
That's so true. That is so true.
Yeah. I mean, that's my goal is unity.
Yes, yes. And that's wonderful. Because in the community itself, there's a lot of folks from the Visayas and Mindanao as well as Luzon. And
exactly.
You know, when we get together during picnics or whatever, like, it doesn't matter. We're Filipinos.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear all these different dialects, you know. Mm-hmm.
And
you
I was
still one. You still get together and enjoy yourselves.
Right. And there was, I remember this conversation I had with our management when I was still working for the federal agency. There were three Filipinas there. Two of us are from Luzon. One is from Iloilo. And then we were all speaking in English. And then the manager said, so are you all from the same place? The same country, but different geography. And then so we were trying to explain to them that, we do have different languages. So we have to speak in either English or Tagalog. Otherwise, they won't understand my dialect or their languages.
Correct.
So they were like in awe. And I said, but then it doesn't matter because we're all Filipinos. So, that's wonderful. So in the past, the Philippine Independence Day was celebrated on the weekend before June 12th. How and when did this tradition of celebrating Philippine Independence Day on the day of June 12th itself?
Well, yes, it was celebrated. For the longest time, it was celebrated Philippine Independence Day, the weekend before June 12th, primarily to allow more people to attend and participate. Mm-hmm. Now, this was led for over 30 years by the Filipino-American Association of Greater Atlanta. And mind you, this association is the longest existing Filipino organization, 53 years now.
Right.
But over time, the celebration evolved to align more closely to June 12th mm-hmm. itself. Well, the timing is has changed. You know, the purpose is still the same, to bring the community together to honor our independence, our heritage, our identity as Filipinos.
Right. And I think it didn't make a difference whether it was a weekend or a weekday because, like I said, the attendance has been increasing every year. So
Yes. That is really good for us, you know.
Right.
So people really want to get together and celebrate our independence.
Yeah, and I know that the other pockets of associations outside of Metro Atlanta, they do have their own Independence Day celebration. They know that Atlanta, that Metro Atlanta celebrates on June 12th, so they avoid that date. So there's no conflict.
Yes.
Which is wonderful.
Correct. Yeah.
So each year is...
There's unity again.
Because I know that in Middle Georgia, Kapit Bisig is celebrating theirs on the 13th. And then I think there's one in Augusta and there's one in Dalton as well. But it's not as huge as ours. But they are mindful that they don't get in conflict with the main event in Metro Atlanta.
With the celebration.
Yes. Correct. So each year is a unique experience at the Kalayaan Gala. How is this year's celebration different from the past years?
Okay, so this year's Kalayaan Gala, it is more intentional and culturally focused because of the theme. Mm-hmm. This is everything is anchored on the theme Lusinginda. But this year, for Kalayaan Atlanta, we are for the first time this year, we are unveiling a display competition.
Nice.
That embodies Lusinginda. So we are encouraging organizations to put together exhibits that represent these three big islands through, of course, cultural icons and the visuals and artifacts. And really, it's a fun and meaningful way to get everyone involved,
mm-hmm.
not just watching the program, but they actually showcase and preserve our culture. It's not a celebration of performances, but it's a storytelling experience
mm-hmm.
for everyone of us as Filipinos.
That is so exciting. I can envision it now.
It's exciting.
So my last question before I let you go is... what is your goal for Kalayaan 2026?
My goal for Kalayaan 2026 is to create a more, meaningful and engaging cultural experience that strengthens our sense of identity and, more importantly, our community. I would like to highlight our Filipino heritage in a way that is educational, celebratory, and, of course, artistic, while encouraging our participation from organizations. And my hope is that when people leave, they don't just remember the performances or the program, but then they feel something. They feel more connected to our culture, more grounded in their identity, and maybe even a little more proud
mm-hmm.
of where we come from.
Exactly.
And because being me, being an artist and a musician myself, if we create that feeling and create an emotional connection to our audience, then we surely have done what we are set out to do. And that's my goal. I want them to experience everything, culturally everything, emotionally and visually and all that. That's my goal.
That's wonderful. And knowing you and knowing what you produce and being there and witness everything, I know that goal is going to be successful. So with that said, I will let you go. Do you have any last minute announcements to our listeners?
At the end of the day, Kalayaan Atlanta is really about us coming together. I truly invite everyone to join us at Kalayaan Atlanta. And it is more than just an event, it's an experience of our cultural stories and our identity. So any one of you out there, if this is the perfect year to come, especially with our Lusinginda team, bringing together the richness of Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. And if you've come before, come again, bring someone new with you. And because, moments like this, where we come together as one community, it doesn't happen every day. So.
That's very true.
I'd like to invite everybody to experience all this in one day or yes. 2 days, one
yes.
for fun, family fun day and then the gala night.
So with that said, I want to thank you so much for your time. As I said in my introduction, this is the biggest one-day event in the PhilAm community, not only in Atlanta and the whole nation, but the whole world. Everyone is looking forward to the celebration of our independence from Spain on Monday, June 12th. 2026.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's going to be a Friday. The Filipino American community in
it's
Georgia.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. The Philippine American community in Georgia and the whole Southeast is grateful to MGI, that's Makabayan Georgia Inc., for consistently leading the community in powering up the PhilAm community and making us matter. Maraming salamat po, and I will see you very soon. Welcome back, mga kababayan. Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating guest na si Ms. Marites Pellicer, Chair of Kalayaan Atlanta 2026. Siya po ay isa sa ating mga icons in the Georgia-Filipino community. Narito naman po a couple of our calendar of events. On Saturday and Sunday, May 9th and May 10th, 2026, the Philippine Embassy in Washington, D.C., will hold its consular outreach missions to perform the following tasks. Number one, apply for your first Philippine passport. Number two, renew your Philippine passport if expiring in 2028. Number three, reacquire your Philippine citizenship to become a dual citizen. And number four, register as overseas voter for the 2028 national elections. Please visit the embassy's official website to learn about the procedures and requirements for available services. Sa July 10 naman po, 2026, the Georgia Asian Times 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders will be held at Canton House in Duluth. And this will start at 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. Please go to Georgia Asian Times website for your tickets. And may, bago po ako magpaalam, narito po ang ilang mga data tungkol sa Pilipinas. Let's call it Philippine Independence Day by the numbers. First, there are 7,100 islands constituting the Philippines. Number two, there's 28.2% of Tagalog people that make up the Filipino population. The current population of the Philippines is 120.2 million. Fourth, 78.8% is the percentage of people in the Philippines who are Roman Catholic. And lastly, 1521, the year when Ferdinand Magellan claimed the Philippine Islands for Spain. Yun lang po, mga kababayan, panahon na naman para magpaalam. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy. Abangan po ang ating mga susunod na kabanata na patuloy po nating pag-uusapan ang mga bagay-bagay na makakatulong sa ating mga kapwa Pilipino. So I hope you listen in again, tell your family and friends to listen, and please subscribe to our podcast, Usapang Pinoy. Sige po, maraming salamat. Hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.